pod, you're a dick.
Yeah, I don't think it's recorded. It's recording now.
Hello, welcome to the Pocket Gamer Podcast. With me, your host, Alex Rennie.
Carry on.
Oh, with me today are Rob.
Hello.
And Tracy.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, we're all... I'm ill today, as you can probably tell, regular listeners, by the change in my voice and my constant sniffling.
Yeah.
Rob is also ill from the same illness. However, Tracy is not.
This is true. So if you're listening now, I'll give you a bit of background. We've just spent about half an hour recording a podcast, and then I realized that we weren't recording. And so clearly I'm furious. We've had conversations about a variety of things. We went on a stag do. I got a massage. It wasn't very good. Well, no, it was good, but it kind of hurt. She broke my spine a little bit. And Rennie and I are both ill. Tracy's fine, as Alex says. And that's it. So let's launch into the news.
News!
OS 4.0 is announced. And there are 7 tent poles.
Not very exciting.
Yeah, 7 tent poles are not exciting. I'm just going to get them up here for you now so you can see. The most exciting of them was the Game Center.
Ta-da!
Yes, exactly. That's exactly how I felt when I learned about the Game Center. Tracy, why don't you, while I'm looking for this, why don't you fill us in on what the Game Center is?
Well, basically, if you are using OpenFaint or Plus Network or ScoreLoop or Agon Online or Gameloft Live or any of the other social gaming networks on iPhone that I don't know about that probably exist out there because there's like 20 bazillion of them, those are all going to go away and you're only going to have one login and one username. And you'll be able to get achievements that are all sanctioned by Apple, and you'll get to play. When you play a multiplayer game, it'll all be all the matchmaking and all of that is handled by Apple. So basically it's Xbox Live, PlayStation Network, but for iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad.
Excellent. So that's that. Yeah, and it's going to be good. In another universe, in a parallel universe, we talked about how it on the face of it would appear to be bad news for people like OpenFaint, but actually it's not really. And you explained it to me. I still don't really understand why it's not, but apparently it's not. So good news for those guys, and good news for the gamers, I think, because I still think when I'm playing a game and I get a little thing that comes up from. I suppose OpenFaint's probably my favourite, just because I feel like that's got the biggest reach. If I start the game and it says OpenFaint, would you like to log in? I just go, yeah, okay, good. With the others, it just sort of makes me sad because I think, why do we have to live in this fractured social gaming world where it's not shared across all? So now that it will be, I think that's a good thing. I was initially sceptical about Xbox Live, but actually it's brilliant. It's brilliant. Having a gamer score and looking at other people's gamer scores and comparing. You know, that's what life is all about.
It's just, yeah, oh yeah, no, it's just as innovative as DS or Wii, I think. Maybe even more so because it's like, it's a meta game now.
Yeah, it's a meta game that I don't really play. It's a funny thing, the way my brain works with gamer scores or how it will work with Game Center when it comes along. I don't do anything to get a gamer score, but I still feel either, you know, pride or shame. I still compare. Like, I look at someone else's gamer score. I think yours is quite high, Tracy. And I go, oh, what? God, 14,000. Mine's only 8,000. And it kind of annoys me as if I've failed. Similarly, if I see someone with 5,000, I go, 5,000. Mine's 8,000. Mine's much bigger. But I don't do anything to get a gamer score. I'm not a completionist. I'm not a points whore or anything like that. But so it's a funny thing. We're getting soon. We can look forward to having all of that fun on Game Center. And that was just one of the seven tent poles. Alex, I'm going to read out the other tent poles, and I want you to give me your reaction to each.
Okay.
Multitasking.
Nah, it's all right.
Apps in folders.
Shit.
Custom backgrounds.
That's a bit MySpacey. I don't like it.
That's already on any other phone as well, isn't it? Like my, I've got a Nokia 5800. That's got custom backgrounds. Every phone I've had in the last 5 years has had custom backgrounds. But yeah, and it's not an interesting feature. But you know, it's nice that they're doing stuff. Unified inbox.
Well, shit. Like, I don't even really know what that means. I assume it means all your emails go into one inbox. But so what? That's shit. Shit.
Yep. Okay. iBooks.
It's all right. It's all right. Bit small, isn't it?
Sorry. Say again.
It's a bit small. The screen.
It's like one of those pocket Bibles.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Yeah.
That's shit as well.
iBooks. Yeah, although I think it's okay. I'm quite.
It's all right.
Spanner used to be books. Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm not an ebook kind of guy, really. I'd much rather just have a real book and just read that. But yeah, Spanner used to read off his iPod screen, iPhone screen, easily enough. So I think it's doable. But yeah.
Now he's blind.
Now he's blind. A shame.
Well, that's because of something else.
Yeah. Self-abusing spanner. and finally, the iAd advertising platform.
Well, I should be interested in this because I do the sales stuff here at Pocket Gamer, but to be honest, it's not interesting.
Okay.
So I'm giving that a thumbs down. Sounds quite shit. Also, sorry, jobs. It's all pretty shit.
Yeah, although you wouldn't... As we said in the parallel universe, which is what I'm going to keep calling the podcast that didn't record.
Oh, yeah.
As we said in the parallel universe, it's only Apple could stand on stage and tell you about how it's going to advertise to you and expect you to be excited about that. But that's what they did.
Yeah, they did it. They yeah. Probably got front page news somewhere.
Yeah. Possibly even on Pocket Gamer.
Don't cover anything.
Yeah. So that's OS 4.0 coming in July, I believe, or certainly the summer, to iPhone 3GS. I'm laughing because I'm remembering this from the parallel universe. OS 4.0 is coming July to iPhone 3GS and the iPod Touch 3GS, I guess, well, 3G, the most recent version. If you have the model down from that, you can't get the full OS 4.0 upgrade. You have to, you won't get multitasking because that's too processor intensive. And it's not going to be supported at all on older models than that, is it? I don't think.
No.
So if you've got like a first generation iPhone, you're sort of out in the cold now. And that's a shame. It's coming to iPad in the autumn/fall.
I prefer the word autumn.
Yeah. I think I prefer autumn as well. Tracy and I had a conversation in the parallel universe about how autumn is, well, it's the word I use. Tracy prefers autumn, but I do use the word fall, which of course is the American version of autumn, when I'm trying to remind myself whether to put my clocks back or forward. Spring forward, fall back. It's very
because you couldn't autumn back.
No,
you definitely couldn't just remember it.
No, I couldn't remember anything. I suppose I could remember spring forward and then work out by process of elimination that autumn was back.
What about when you get up and you switch your computer and it goes, and a little pop up comes up and it says it's gone an hour back.
Well, I don't always, I don't.
Don't say always, you don't always switch your computer on.
I don't. I mean,
that's a lie.
I do when I'm working, but if I'm not working, I don't. And if it happens on a weekend, therefore,
which
it always does, then that won't help me.
So you don't switch your computer on a weekend? Is that what you're telling me?
Not first thing in the morning. I've got a life to lead.
Nah.
I'll do a bit of exercise, I'll, you know, walk into town, I'll read, I'll play video games, but not on my computer. You know, I do lots of other things. Not a nerd like you. Yeah, but no, I don't use my computer for that. I usually my mum warns me a couple of weeks before, not this year, but that's how that works anyway. That's how that goes down. Sonic 2 is coming to iPhone. It's coming. It might even already be out. Sonic 1 was fine, but had some problems with controls. So we'll see what happens with Sonic 2. Hopefully they'll resolve that and it'll be a good game. I think Sonic 2 is generally regarded to be a better game than Sonic 1, isn't it, by people from that era. Who was were you a Genesis guy, Tracy?
I wasn't, actually. I was a SNES.
SNES?
NES guy, yeah.
This conversation, haven't we? SNES. And it's not Genesis, it's Mega Drive. But I was being... what do you prefer, Genesis or Mega Drive?
Genesis.
Ugh.
Ah.
Ugh. Ugh. The disgust is tangible in your voice.
Every time I heard Genesis, I thought it was a different console that wasn't available in the UK, and it used to make me feel bitter and, and angry. And then I eventually learned it was simply the Mega Drive, which I didn't have either. Or a SNES. But the impression I get is that that's generally regarded as a better game than Sonic 1. So that's good news. And also Sonic 4 is, we think, very likely to be coming to iPhone. When it was announced by Sega, a mystery platform was announced. And that was... And then some internet hackers, by changing URLs, discovered, well, at least they thought, or at least they said, that the mystery platform was going to be iPhone. So I think that's likely. I would not be at all surprised to see Sonic 4 on iPhone this summer. So it's a good summer for Sonic. He just won't die, will he? Just won't die.
No. He doesn't die because he just comes back to life, doesn't he? Or he can continue.
So he has infinite continues.
Yeah.
I watched a talk once which purported that the first 1,000-year-old human has already been born.
What? Say that again.
I watched a talk on TED.com which claimed that the first 1,000-year-old human has already been born.
Like the first person that'll live to the age 1,000?
That's mental and not true.
Well, the contention was that age is a disease, and there's no reason why we shouldn't be able to treat it like we treat other diseases. I don't completely accept that.
A thousand? God.
Oh, that's a very unusual way of looking at death, isn't it? To say that it's a disease and not part of the whole concept of mortality, that's sort of what life is about.
Well, I mean, it is if you die. But if you don't die, then it's not. I think I didn't like it. I thought it was stupid because, yeah, who'd want to live to be 1,000? That'd be rubbish. And plus, people would have to stop having children. Think what the population explosion would be like if everybody lived to 1,000 but didn't stop having children.
Isn't one of you know, like when you're in high school biology and they tell you like the four things that define life? Isn't one of them reproduction? So then, if humans stopped essentially reproducing because they were living for so long, then doesn't that kind of create a quandary?
Yeah, well, some of them would have to reproduce, but an awful lot of them would have to stop. But nobody That's wants weird. To not reproduce. People love reproducing.
Oh yes, they do.
God, that's why the population of the planet has doubled in the last 50 years. This is all interesting stuff.
God, people, eh?
They're everywhere.
Nobody will ever live to be 1,000, apart from, you know, potentially me. But apart from that, no one else.
Sometimes when I'm walking down the street, like in town, and there are loads of people around.
You see 1,000 person? 1,000-year-old person?
Yeah, well, yeah. Totally, all the time. just no, I'll be walking along and I'll just see lots of people kind of milling about, and this started happening more lately. I'll see them as animals, if you know what I mean. Like, I'll think, imagine if this were deer or chimpanzees or elephants, and I was just walking around, and the population of those was this big. So that doesn't make any sense to you, does it? Imagine if this were foxes. If I were just walking down the street and all the people here weren't people, but they were foxes. How I would say, God, there are a lot of foxes in the world. But yeah. But we accept it because we're used to seeing them a lot. But it does makes you realise that there are an awful lot of humans on the planet.
There are a lot of people.
Yeah.
If you go to like a football match, then you see a lot of people.
Yeah, I will never go to a football match because just even seeing it on TV scares me slightly.
What I like to think about when I think about population is the population of the planet 2,000, 3,000 years ago. Because the height of the ancient Roman Empire, there were more than 1 million people living in Rome. So it's like that would be like the equivalent of, you know, a modern day city, but 2,000 years step back in technology. That is really, I mean, it's just like there have been a lot of people on the planet for a very long time. And it just happens to be really bad now.
Yeah, I think at the time of the Roman Empire, 1 million people in Rome, that is a lot. That's more than I thought a city, yeah, at that technological stage could support. I bet it was disgusting.
They had sewers.
They did have sewers, but it was dirty, yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, so there's a lot of shit.
Ugh, dirty Romans. But, yeah, I'm sure the population of the planet was, reasonably small. They wouldn't come to England.
Millions.
The weather was too shit in England, apparently. Well, and we kept kind of beating them back.
I thought they came over here. What about all those Roman ruins?
Well, they did in the end, yeah. But it was... They'd conquered an awful lot of Europe before and Asia, actually, and Africa, before they got to Britain. Britain was kind of like the moon to them. Ooh, should we go to Britain? And I think it was just seen as a rainy, cloudy, forbidding place covered in barbarians, which it continues to be to this day.
Yeah.
So let's get back. Let's get back to it, shall we? Shall we? Yeah. Let's get back to iPhone
podcast
stuff. Cammy coming to Street Fighter 4. So I've played Street Fighter 4 on the Xbox. Cammy, I seem to remember, is ridiculously hard. Is that the right one? And she's got dangerous hair. Tracy,
she's quite a slow character.
She's a hard one. She's a fan favorite. She was voted into Street Fighter 4 because Capcom did a poll, which character do you want in Street Fighter 4? And she was the one voted in. So it's actually a smart move for them to do, of all the characters to bring to the iPhone version that wasn't included in this small roster of eight. She was the perfect one.
Well, good. Yeah, she's coming as a free download, isn't she? So that's all excellent. I'll probably give it another go when she comes back. I desynced it from my iPod. I think it's a very good game, but that's just not the kind of game I play on my iPod.
Yeah.
What, Street Fighter 4?
Yeah.
You desynced it? What does that mean?
Took it off.
Deleted it.
Why did you say deleted it then?
I don't know. So I was trying to be cool. I got caught out. I got caught out like I always do when I try and be cool. the iPad launch has been delayed until late May.
Apple!
So it was going to be coming out, you know, in yet another parallel universe. It could have been out as soon as, well, 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks.
Yeah. But it's not going to happen. It's going to be another month. I like how less than a week before, Jobs was saying, no, it's still going to be out before the end of May, and then suddenly, before the end of April, and then suddenly it's out end of May. And that would be the 3G model as well as the Wi-Fi model. Still don't know what the price is going to be yet. I bet it's more expensive than in the US.
It's probably going to be like 500 pounds.
That would be sickening.
That would be awful.
Pain in the ass.
It's going to be really annoying. Really annoying for people who have to pay for it. But, yeah.
I have to pay for it, I think.
Yeah, you do.
Oh.
I don't. But I'm actually not at all excited about it. How are you getting on with yours now after, was it 2 weeks?
Yeah, that's good. I'm enjoying it.
How's it set up into your life? Because you had it the first week, and then we spoke to you after the first week, and it was just like after a blitz of reviewing and first impressions. But now that it's been with you for a bit longer, and you've probably started using it for other things, how is it settling in?
I find that I use it pretty regularly, but I don't use it for everything that I was hoping I was going to. Let me give you an example. I've been, when I get up in the morning, I usually check my mail before actually getting up out of bed. Uh-huh. 'Cause I want to see like, depending on how many emails I have kind of determines how busy the day is going to be. So I always kind of want to check that before I get up, and then I can, you know, like groan as I'm getting out of bed. It's going to be really, really busy, or I can like get up really happy if I only have like a few emails.
Yep.
And I thought, oh, if I have the iPad, that'll be great, because then I'll be able to do, it'll be bigger and I'll be nicer and stuff. And the email app is really nice, but I actually am reaching for my iPhone to do it, because I can just grab it with one hand and do everything with one hand versus have to like pick up the iPad and like hold it up with my hands, or I have to like I don't know. So like that's one way in which it's been unexpected for me. But games, I definitely prefer playing them on iPad. Because I'll go back to iPhone. I was playing a game called Crash Course, which is iPhone only. And it actually has this 3D mode. And it felt so small. Everything felt so small. The glasses are bigger than my iPhone. And so, like, my fingers are covering most of the screen. And so this little ship is in the center of the screen is like the only thing that's popping out in 3D. And it was like, that's all I could, it just felt, I wanted so desperately to play it on the bigger screen.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to having a go in a game. I'm sure I'll like it for that. But yeah, I have the same kind of reservations, or I have reservations which echo what you've said about your experiences, that the size of the iPod Touch that I've got is a factor. Because it just goes in my pocket, then it comes out again. But yeah, we'll see. And Alex, you're obviously not getting one for a month and a half.
No.
By which time, you know, everyone else will be pretty much bored with it.
I'm getting a 3G one, though, so hopefully that beats you. I was reading up, and you have to, like, cut your SIM card up.
Yeah.
Which seems mildly worrying.
Yeah.
Oh, Oscar's just run down the stairs. Hello, Oscar. Oscar doesn't want an iPad. He's not interested.
Oscar is Alex's uncle.
Oscar.
In case you're confused.
He won't bark today. He's mad because he's not getting taken out for a walk.
Yeah. He took a lot of drugs in his teenage years. Had a stroke at the age of 40. And now he barks like a dog. So there's a Commodore 64.
I'd like to say it's very sad, but it's just amusing.
Yeah. I mean,
especially when you take him out on a lead.
Commodore 64 app, staying free. So that went free for free app a day about a week ago. It's quite exciting. I mean, I'd never bought the C64 app because I thought, no, I'm not. That's too expensive. I sort of resent paying for something which has in-app payments. But they put it for free. I think it's had quite a good reaction. I think a lot of people must have felt the way I felt. And so a lot of people downloaded it. And we confirmed yesterday that it's going to be staying free. And also that there's a big update coming. So look forward to that. So there'll be lots more games to download. I wasn't crazy about this app, to be honest, but it's a lot of people seem to be really into it, and it's very well done, it's very polished, so that's good. Alive Forever sequel is coming. I don't know how interesting this is really, except Alive Forever was quite a big game when I guess it was easier to be a big game when there was less competition, but now Alive Forever returns. So if you like twin stick shooters about killing people, then look out for that. And Nova is going to other platforms.
Nova, good game.
Mm. So it's not strictly speaking iPhone news, except that it indicates how successful this game has been. Don't know what other platforms it's going to yet, but I imagine DS would be a contender.
Yeah, PS.
DS, probably PSP Mini, maybe.
Yeah. It's not going to be coming to the Xbox 360, is it?
No. That's ridiculous.
That would be ambitious.
Hey, that game reminds me of this other one I played.
Well, somebody did a commenter. I'll give them a name check. Made a funny comment about that. Let's see. New Jorg. They really should bring it to Xbox 360 and call it Halo. Slam.
See what he's done there.
Yeah, oh snap. He's called them out.
He's called those guys out.
Yeah.
I was going to swear then, but I thought there was no point.
No, there's no point. Is there ever a point in swearing?
Yes.
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 So that's the news.
The news.
Yeah, there's actually a jingle for that. So where are we now? We're about to go into the rumour mine.
Working in the rumour mine. Da, 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 da.
Rumor.
Mine going
down. Rumour.
We're in the rumour mine. So quite a few rumours actually, and a couple of them about the iPhone 4G, or the next, or 4.0, whatever it's going to be called, the next iPhone, which is consistently one of the most popular subjects on Pocket Gamer. People are very, very interested in the iPhone, the next iPhone, which I suppose shouldn't be a surprise. One never knows. I thought people would care about the iPad, which they do, but not as much as they care about the next iPhone. They're really into that. So the rumours so far, and there are lots of rumours, but the rumours that have come out most recently, just in the last week, are that it will be announced on the 22nd of June.
Interesting. Yeah. I like it.
That's an interesting
date. That sounds reasonable to me.
Yeah, and that it will have an 8 megapixel camera.
8 megapixels?
8 megapixels?
That's a lot of pixels.
Yeah, that's big.
It's 8 million, is it?
No, but yeah, but no.
Yeah. But no, why?
Isn't it that like, because a megabyte isn't actually a million bytes, isn't it that thing?
I don't know. But if that thing is a thing.
You know what I mean, though, don't you?
Yeah.
I do.
Like, you know, when you've got like a terabyte hard drive and you format it, and then you've only got 900 gig and you go, what? I've been ripped. But really, that's just maths.
Yeah. I've got no idea. Interestingly, though, I wrote this down in my notes as iPhone 4G 8 megabyte camera. Unfortunately, as I was reading it out, I made the adjustment mentally, and I didn't make too much of a fool of myself, but I thought I'd go back and just admit that.
8 megabees, eh?
8 megabyte camera.
Well, 8 megabees is something different than 8 megabytes. And 8 megapixels.
I saw the episode of Futurama that contains mega bees before last.
Mega, like as in big bees, or as in the letter B being very big, or as in bees, the flying insects.
Flying insects. Large flying insects.
It should have been large bees, like bouncing about, like big bees.
In some ways, that's less interesting than a large flying insect that can kill people with its sting.
Yes. Or
that is of interest.
Yeah, it was good. It's a good episode. I liked it. It's very touching. It's yet another one of
because
those.
Because of the stingers.
No, because of Fry's relationship with Leela, which gets developed in the last season. There are lots of episodes in the last season about Fry and Leela. They really ratchet up the pressure on that. And it's quite moving, I thought. More rumours. these ones from the Rumor Miner, who we meet down here every week. Madden NFL 11 is getting online multiplayer on iPhone.
About time, jeez.
Yeah, bloody hell, yeah. Something, I was trying to like say a pun that involved the word gridiron. But I thought, why? I don't even know what a gridiron is. But there you go, it's coming. It's that the Rumor Miner is speculating that will happen. Do you anticipate that would work, Tracy? Would there be performance issues?
On the iPhone? Because of multiplayer?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of lag and things like that.
I don't think so. I mean, you just make it Wi-Fi. I mean, if there's a real concern about a multiplayer game having lag, you just don't support 3G. Because that's where all the lag occurs.
Yeah.
I mean, because you can do wireless gaming on your PS3, right?
That's true.
That is true. So, that's true. That's a fact.
So we can look out for that. Madden NFL, I've got absolutely no idea how American football works. It looks like the most complicated thing in the world.
It's complex, but I've been picking it up bit by bit. Like really, really fat guys that can't run are actually like valuable players. Like if you're 30 stone, that's like not a massive problem. In fact, that's a good thing in a way. Whereas in any sport that I've ever known, if you're 30 stone, like you might as well just kill yourself because there's no point.
Or stop playing the sport.
Yeah.
Alex Rennie, high school baseball coach.
There we go.
If you're 30 stone, you might as well kill yourself. I think that principle applies to other areas of life as well. I don't think it's confined to sports. I think in any, you know, whatever you do for a living, if you're 30 stone, you might as well kill yourself.
Just in life.
They're bigger than rugby players, aren't they? American footballers.
No, some of them are smaller, but in general, yeah, much bigger.
Yeah, there are some big rugby players, but on the whole, they're like wrestlers.
I think between all three of us, we don't weigh 30 stones.
We probably do just about. I think I reckon Tracy's lighter than me, and you're heavier than me. I'm about 10 and a half. I bet you're about 12?
12, I think, yeah.
That was a good guess. Tracy, I've only met you once. But I'm going to guess.
And what is your weight on the podcast?
I'm going to guess your weight. May I? Can I do this? Is this?
Yeah, go rude? For it.
You can stop me doing this. I'm going to guess your weight at
9'4".
No, I think 10. About 142,
143
pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I should have a job as a weight guesser. Okay, so, yeah, no, Tracy's in good shape. He goes running and things, unlike me. That's why I weigh more. So, anyway, American football is big, and American sports are very tactical. This is the other thing.
Yes.
Always strikes me. It's baseball.
It's like setting up for, like, 2 seconds of play.
Yeah.
Go, go, go. And over. The ball is out of bounds.
Yeah.
2nd and 10.
I had no idea. Whenever I played like John Madden or anything like that on a computer or a console, well, because I didn't really know what was going on, all I could do was just grab the ball and run. And that's what the game was for me, just grabbing the ball and running. And then if I got tackled, there were just a series of menus and tactical formations and stuff, which I just kind of scrolled through, just going, trying to get back on the pitch so that I could try and somehow catch the ball and run again. It's the only way I could play. But I'm sure that would be good for the Americans. And there are people over here that like playing that game as well. Next up, we've got Gangstar Sin City coming up for iPad, potentially. Mm-hmm. That is a...
game?
Yeah, Gangstar.
On the iPhone?
Gangstar is Game Loft, because Game Loft, let's face it, they release iPhone and mobile versions of... other of console games, basically, and Gangstar is their GTA, It's there.
That's controversial.
Quite good GTA too.
Yeah, it's a very, very decent GTA clone, and they're going from. So the first one was Los Angeles, was it? West Coast.
Yeah.
West Coast Hustle, if I remember correctly.
You do.
Ding, 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 ding.
And this one is Las Vegas. So not venturing too far. But
I like to call it Lost Wages.
Nice. Nice. We've got a friend who spent some time in Las Vegas. He's back in the UK now.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to see Las Vegas. Have you ever been there?
Las Vegas?
I'm asking Tracy because he's more likely to have been there.
Yeah.
I have been once, 2 years ago, but I unfortunately never visited the Strip. I was going to a press event that was off the Strip, and so I've been wanting to go back soon, and I'm going for my birthday, which is in a month.
Hint, hint. Oh, God. Well, yeah, that'll be good. You'll have fun there. You'll wake up with a tiger in your room, undoubtedly.
And a baby in the closet.
That's what happens.
Always have a baby in the closet.
Yeah, that's what happens. I quite like that film. So this is the kind of thing you'll be able to do in Gangstar Sin City, which is coming out on an iPad. So they're doing very much the GTA thing of just having new games set in different parts of America. And this is a good one. Although Las Vegas wasn't the best part of San Andreas.
But it wasn't, sadly, was it?
It was the worst. It was in order of how you got to them. Like the LA bit was really good. And then when you got to San Francisco, that was good, but not quite as good. Las Vegas was really insubstantial, I thought. It's like they just kind of energy levels diminished as they were going through and making the game. That's how it felt.
It could have been so good too.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that movie with Casino with Robert De Niro?
Oh yeah.
And it could be. You know, you could do. I mean, obviously that's more mafia than gangs, but Las Vegas is perfect for that GTA style game. Because there's gambling and girls and cars, and it would have been great. San Francisco, not so much. I'm not, you know, because it's not really, if anybody's ever been to San Francisco, it's not, you don't really go driving around the city. I mean, it's just not, it's hilly and there's, the streets are narrow and.
Although I'm thinking of the film Bullet, which has quite an iconic chase scene, doesn't it? Where they jump over hills. Is that right?
I've never heard that movie.
Steve McQueen.
Well, Bullet. Yeah, Bullet's good.
Oh.
Yeah, that's San Francisco. But I think they chose San Francisco because you can drive along and then simply the road is so hilly that you can do massive jumps without a ramp.
Oh, yeah. Some of the streets are so steep that the sidewalks have been paved with steps in them because the incline is so great.
Blimey. You know who would not like that place? My wife-to-be, Susie. She hates a hill. She will go to considerable lengths to avoid walking up a hill. Not me, though. I quite like it because I feel like it's exercise that I haven't.
It is exercise. There's no doubt in that.
But it's, you know, when you're just going about your business and then you have to do something which exercises you and you think, yes, I've got some exercise in. This is probably because I'm lazy. So if it's just circumstances conspire to make me exercise, then I always feel quite good. So because of that, I like hills. And so I think I
have to say, these hills are bad. I mean, I would like to consider myself okay. I'm in shape, but I going down for like game developers conference and other things. After like a couple days of going up down the hills, you're just like, oh my God, I can't believe I feel this tired, like out of breath climbing, you know, a hill for two blocks.
Yeah.
And it's always, it's your, especially when you're with people and everybody is trying to not look out of breath because they don't want to be embarrassed around everyone else. And yet, but yet, and everybody's kind of talking a lot slower, you know, so that way they can take breaths in between their words without sound, you know, making it sound like they're out of breath.
Yeah. I know that well. Well, okay, so, but that's going to be good. Hopefully there won't be any of, no, different city. Gangstar's in city coming to iPad. Look out for that. It's going to be good. Finally, Jet Car Stunts is getting a sequel. That's good news for me. I love Jet Car Stunts. I still play it.
Jet Star.
Well, I call it Jet Star Ants.
I think I've just blown that out of the water.
No, I'm going to be, well, I'll be editing what you said out, because it's rude. But I won't be editing me saying that I'm going to edit it out. So that people will be able to work out what it is. But it's, I call it Jet Star Ants, and that's a tribute to a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode. Love it, Ant.
Which one?
But remember, go on. Do you remember?
I have still yet to actually see that, to see Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's so great. What? Boom. On with the podcast.
On with the podcast. So, yeah, Jetstar Ants, tribute to Curb Your Enthusiasm, beloved Ant episode. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go and watch it. It's brilliant. And it's getting a sequel, Jet Car Stunts, and it's going to be great. I can only imagine. The most exciting thing about it is there's going to be a track editor. So you'll be able to make your own tracks as well, which I think is nice. You know what I'll do? You know what my tracks will be like? They'll be easier. If the ones in it are anything like the ones in Jet Car Stunts, because they are ridiculous. That's my one criticism, is that, you know, I defy anyone to get round one of those tracks first time. Yeah, so I'll probably just make some tracks that are just the track, basically, with a couple of bends. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be good. And there's another rumour, sort of tacked on to the end of the Rumour Miners report this week, that Trackmania itself might be coming to iPhone and iPod Touch. Trackmania, obviously, there's a comparison there, if there's going to be a level editor in Jet Car Stunts 2. So that'd be like Trackmania, and also Trackmania itself could be coming. So that's a bonus rumor, basically.
Bonus rumor.
Yes. And that's it. Let's leave the rumor mine.
Working in the rumor mine. Are we out?
Yep.
Okay.
So now we're talking about what games we've been playing. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Go on then. Hang on, let me guess. Have you been playing
Bejeweled?
Bejeweled or Angry Birds?
Not played Bejeweled actually for quite a bit. Angry Birds, yes. But I've completed it now, so I'm just trying to get all the stars. So, it's not as fun. However, I have played Pool Pro 3 online against Mr. Robert Hearn, and I won.
This is not what our agreement said.
Did you, what was it, 9, 8 ball, or snooker?
Snooker?
It was not snooker.
Did you say that ironically? Yeah, you did. You're making fun of us. You're making fun of our national sport.
You don't like playing snooker, eh? God, you stick there with your SNES and your URLs.
No, we say URLs. Oh, you got confused there. No, you say URLs, don't you?
Yes, Earls. Oh, Oscar. Hello, Oscar. What do you say?
He's the Duke of Earls.
Oscar says Earl.
Oscar says, I would like a walk before I...
Shit,
defecate
myself
in your shoes.
Oh, Oscar, you want to shit? You want to shit? Yes, you do. Yes, you do, but you can't.
Pro Online, then.
Yeah, it's a really good game.
Yeah, I've been enjoying it. So there's 8, there's 9, ball, and there's snooker.
Yeah.
I don't know. So what do you make of the modes?
I really like the multiplayer mode. I think that's the main one for me. I haven't really tried anything else.
What bothers me slightly is that you get 8-ball, but it's US 8-ball. And as we all know, American things aren't as good as British things. UK 8-ball.
I hear you, brother. I hear you.
Yeah, UK 8-ball has, you know, like scientifically has better rules. Yeah. Which, but this is always a problem with pool games, actually, because I'm quite into pool. And the rules in the UK, I don't know about America, but I imagine it's much the same. The rules change every year or 2 years. And you have to kind of keep up with them and change how you play accordingly. But when pool games come out, they're always out of date. Quite often when they come out, because the people making the pool games don't bother to consult the current rules. Because I think, because there's a kind of common sense idea about what the rules are, or it's just the rules that the people making the game happen to play. So because of that, it's always difficult, to get it just right. But in this, it's the American rule. So if it's two shots, then you can put the ball anywhere on the table, which is a bit weird, and things like that. But it's good. Like the I'm talking about your game. What do you think of the physics?
I think the physics are really good because, you know, you hit a ball against another ball and it goes the way it should. But to be honest, I think it'd probably be quite easy to get that right.
What do you think of the amount of force the spin imparts?
I think the spin imparts too much force. I think it's too easy to spin because in real life it's nearly impossible.
I found that too. You lucked out. That was 50-50.
Yeah, I know.
You came out on top. It really does. When you play backspin, the ball just goes like it'll just hit the object ball and then just kind of keep like relentlessly rolling back from the ball that's hit. Not particularly quickly. The physics are a bit funny, actually. It's a little bit treacly. The ball, it doesn't seem completely natural. But there you are. It's still pretty good. I can't wait to play it on the iPad. That's when it's going to really come to life, I think. Because nobody wants to play pool on a tiny little screen like that. So that's you.
Yeah, that's me done. I'm done.
Okay. Tracy, what have you been playing?
Earlier today, I was actually playing Scrabble and using both iPad and iPhone to play it.
Oh, I see.
Which I thought would be totally the yuppie thing to do. And it was actually kind of cool. I was a little taken aback about how well it was, how well a job EA has done on it. So you can have, I think, up to four people playing Scrabble on iPad. And then you have, if you download this separate app called Tile Rack, and you have an iPod Touch or an iPhone, you can basically have your Tile Rack in your hands. But what's cool is they've actually done more than that. So like you link up with the iPad as it's running Scrabble, and then you can, while you're waiting for everybody to take their turn, you can figure out what word you're going to put down there. There's a dictionary on your iPhone or iPod Touch, so you can be looking up words. So if you'd be like, quiescence or whatever, was that going to work? And then you could look it up and it'll tell you. And then there's the one option I was actually really impressed with is when it's your turn, you would think, oh, you're going to have to turn the iPad around, right? So that way the board is right side up for when you put your word down.
Yeah.
You don't have to touch the iPad. There's an option remotely to change the orientation of the display.
That's pretty good.
So it's been well thought. I mean, it's Scrabble. I mean, it's nothing new. But it's more of just like, wow, this for a launch game, they really sat down and played it and thought about how people would play it. And it was good. It's been well, I was very impressed.
Yeah, I'll give that a go. I like Scrabble. It's one of my favorites. Although I find Scrabble, it's a bit random. Yeah. Because you get the letters you get. Well, I mean, not with everybody. There are people I play. I imagine if I were to play against Alex, for example, then I would fully deserve my victory because he has no vocabulary. So, but when I play against Susie, who has the same sort of vocabulary as me and the same sort of, you know, she's also played Scrabble. So she's kind of used to looking at her letters and working out what I mean. There's some elements.
This is
of
all
strategy.
Very slanderous. This is all very slanderous.
There are some elements of strategy, like, you know, you don't want to open the path for them to get a triple word score, but it's not complex strategy. So it's pretty obvious what to do. It doesn't take long to learn the strategies of Scrabble, at least not to my level. And yeah, so what I find when I play Susie, at least, and I suppose this is pretty much confined to her, is that it's just random. Because we're so kind of equal on everything else, it's just what letters you get. And if you get shitty letters all the way through, then you're not going to win.
You're screwed. Yeah, it's like cards in that way. It's random, but that you got to make the most of what you're dealt.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'll definitely be giving that a go. Let's Scrabble. Can you challenge the dictionary in it? Does it have its own dictionary? Can you add words to the dictionary?
No, not that I can think of. I'm still in the process of thoroughly vetting all of the features. But other than I know that the iPhone version, that was a big problem that I had with it. And I don't know if that's been tweaked in iPad. The other thing that is a little bit curious is is the multiplayer. Now you can do, obviously the emphasis is on local. And you can play without any iPhones and iPod touches synced up with it. However, if you want to play online, you have to do it through Facebook. You cannot play online any other way. Which is kind of like, okay, that's great and all, but what if I want to play with somebody who isn't on Facebook? What if I have a friend, you know, that has a copy of the game but is nowhere near close to play to me but can connect via Wi-Fi? Why shouldn't we be able to play against each other?
Yeah. That seems a bit off. Although, you've posited the existence of people who aren't on Facebook. I think there aren't that many of those. We've got a friend who's not on Facebook. Alex and I, but he's an oddball. Most people are, but yeah, absolutely, you should just be able to connect up together. I didn't realize you couldn't. That's shocking. So
shocking news.
So is that it? Anything else, Tracy?
I played FIFA World Cup.
Oh yeah, did you good?
I would like to see more changed in this World Cup game, but I don't think that's going to happen, given that it's going to come out in 2 weeks. And it's pretty much the same game with some superficial changes. It's basically FIFA 2010 wrapped up in World Cup. There's some changes to the controls that make it better, but the core of the game is essentially the same. There's the analog stick, for example, is not a true analog stick in the sense that you have 360 degrees of movement. Your character can only move in 8 directions.
Right.
So that's kind of important in a soccer game. So very interested because X2 Soccer, a new one has just been kind of officially made its debut, and that does have full 360 motion, I believe. So I'm really kind of eager to see how those products compete, and Gameloft's Real Soccer, which hasn't been announced but will be coming. But I don't think FIFA was the best of the soccer games. I know people have their own personal views depending on which franchise you like, but I think FIFA last year was the best football game. But I do think that there's so much room for improvement that exists that any of those series could take that away this year. Because I don't think that the the World Cup one is bad. I don't want to make it sound like it's complete crap, but they could have done a lot more to really improve on it.
Yeah, it's funny. Pro Evo is just it's not done anything, has it, on iPhone? I think that franchise is just dying slowly, despite once being the best.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, part of it is specific to that franchise. It's just not been managed very well from a franchise perspective. I mean, as a game, it's been okay, but it's not really. There's no momentum behind it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The other part of it is it's Konami. Like, Konami is just having a really tough time with iPhone and iPod Touch. They have really struggled in getting good games out to the App Store. I mean, Metal Gear Solid Touch was their big game, and that was an enormous critical disappointment. It sold a ton, but I think it pissed off a lot of people who bought it. And so ever since then, they've not had very good games. I mean, they just released Frogger Inferno, which is basically farting frog.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's horrible. I mean, it's, you know, so the fact that they haven't done anything with Pro Evo is like, maybe that's a good thing.
Oh, poor old Konami. So let's see. So what have I been playing? Let me get my iPod. I downloaded a few games this week. I've got I downloaded Bird Strike because it was free. That is like Doodle Jump, I guess, in that you're traveling vertically up the screen. All you do is you've got Bird, you've got to pull him back on a string. Bam, up he goes. You've got to collect things as he goes up, and as you're flying up, you've got to hit rockets which propel you further up. There are obstacles, and if you get all the way to the top, an alien kind of flying saucer grabs you and then propels you back downwards again, and you've got to go downwards destroying things. It's quite good, actually. It was a good free game. Most of these free games, I think, are no good, but this was a good one. Tilt to Live, which we'd reviewed already. And I was quite interested in. And then Justin McElroy of the Joystick podcast and of Joystick generally started banging on about it. And I thought, all right, well, okay. If Justin likes it, I'll give it a go. And it is very good, actually. It's very addictive. It's a game where you tilt, and doing so allows you to live. So I've been enjoying that. It's quite addictive. I've been playing, I downloaded Sketch Nation, which is quite good. It's just a series of games based on different kind of arcade models, basically. So there's the vertically scrolling shooter, the horizontally scrolling shooter, like a kind of traffic game, all laid out on lined A4 paper. So it's this sketch aesthetic that seems to be common to a lot of iPhone and iPod Touch games, a lot of games in the App Store. For some reason, I don't know why, so many games look like that, but they just do. But it's good just because it has lots of different modes, all of them complete games, all of them perfectly decent versions of games like Xenon 2, R-Type, etc. So yeah, I'd say that's worth checking out probably. And also a game by, this isn't out yet, it's just been submitted, by Future Games of London. And the guy who's in Future Games of London formerly had a company called Shadowlight Games, and they made my favourite, well, probably my favourite or my second favourite ever mobile game, which is called Table Tennis Star, which was brilliant. It had really good kind of 3D graphics. It has kind of fixed polygons, so they'd done everything in polygons, but because mobiles aren't very powerful, then they were just static. But it had these, so it looked kind of really nice, and it looked 3D because they used parallax scrolling. It was very good technique, and the physics of the game were excellent. So that was, yeah, potentially my favorite ever mobile game. So I've always been kind of fans of the studio, I wasn't a massive fan of Table Tennis Star on iPhone, sadly. And they've just submitted, well, they've just started a new company, Future Games of London, and released a game called Hungry Shark, which is like The Hero, I guess. You play a shark, and you've got to tilt the iPhone and eat fish, and you've got to avoid and people swimming on the surface, and you've got to avoid eating jellyfish and banging into things that kill you. You've got to keep eating. If you fail to eat, you starve to death very quickly. It's got the graphics are quite interesting. The shark looks good, and you get to eat people. And when you do, they bleed copiously into the water, and it has that blood in water effect where there's kind of cloud of blood that dissipates around whatever you eat. It's just particularly gory if you eat a person. It's quite an odd game. It's very what it's like is The Hero, the Chilingos game, The Hero. Very very closely resembles that, really, in that it's side scrolling, although there is more up and down movement. You have to keep moving. You have to keep well in the hero's case, you have to keep rescuing people or defusing bombs, and your hero your fame level was always going down, always diminishing, so you had to keep doing things to keep it topped up. And this is exactly the same, except the thing you've got to get topped up is your the amount you've eaten. And if you swim around for a bit without eating anything, or if you bang into too many things and your energy goes down and you don't eat stuff to repair yourself, then you die. So it's like The Hero, but underwater, with the caveats that brings. That I wasn't a massive fan of The Hero, although other people were. There was a point where I was going to review The Hero, and this would have been bad news for Chilingo, because I never really got it. But apparently it's quite good.
I liked it.
Yeah, to people who know what they're talking about, it's quite good. In which case, Hungry Shark may appeal to you as well. I prefer Hungry Shark to The Hero, although it doesn't have
the blood.
Exactly. It doesn't have the same. The Hero had very polished presentation, and it was all based on The Incredibles, I think, more or less. And it looked nice, and it had character. Hungry Shark is an odd game. Yeah, it's gory, but in terms of the gameplay, I think I'd probably prefer it. But it's not. It doesn't drive me wild, because that type of game isn't my kind of game. But there you are, that's Hungry Shark. Assuming it gets approved, I don't know what Apple's opinion is on clouds of underwater blood, but assuming it gets approved, then that should be out relatively soon. And I also played Monster Trucks Nitro 2, which is a bit like an iPhone version of Trials HD on the Xbox. And it's by the same people, isn't it? Red Lynx. Red Lynx did Trials. Red Lynx did Monster Trucks Nitro 2. It's quite an addictive kind of game. It's not. If you're downloading it thinking, wow, this is like Trials on the iPhone, it is like Trials on the iPhone superficially, but it doesn't have the same level of. I mean, the thing that makes Trials so great is the physics model is very tight, and it's very fine-grained. You feel like every tiny little twitch of a movement counts, and you don't quite get that with this game. But that's probably not a fair comparison because of different platforms. Quite enjoy it. It seems to be good. Those are the games I've been playing. But
You're playing a lot.
I know it's been crazy, but I played all of them for about 30 seconds. That's how I squeeze it in. And then the rest of the time I've been playing Jet Star Ants. And that's me. I'm looking forward to Scrabble now. You've got me all excited about the prospect of word games. I was going to play one against Tracy. Not Tracy, Fraser. It never happened. Words with Friends.
Oh, I bet you'd be good to play against.
Yeah, not as good as me. No way. That was Words with Friends. Did you ever play that one?
I played it a little bit because Fraser was the one who reviewed it, and I wanted to you know, because he was saying he had some performance problems, and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to check it out too. And it did have a little, it did have some performance problems, unfortunately, that kind of put a damper on its Scrabble-like play.
That's a shame. Well, yeah, so that was always one I meant to, I intended and promised Fraser I would download and play, but I'm, you know, I'm very unreliable and I just don't, never get around to doing things like that. So sorry, Fraser, if you're listening, and your exciting new life. And that's it. Those are the games we've been playing. We've done the rumours. We've done a truncated version of the news, some of it dispatched from a parallel universe. So I'm ready to go now. It's now 2 in the morning for Tracy.
Yes, it is.
well
feels
illustrated.
Like 2 in the morning for me.
Oh, so on that slightly dour, depressing note, I guess it's time to sign off for another week. It's goodbye from me.
See you later from me.
And goodbye from me.